This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, Kevin McCullough, I'm starting to get
the big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
How are you? Do we have you? Are we somewhere? Nope. Need more of my mic. There we go. Hey, how you doing? Oh, this is going to be a great show. Who runs a TV show with no audio people? Who does this? Who says, oh, we don't have an audio guy. Do a TV show. How's that work? Welcome to Saturday. Kevin McCullough, happy to have you here. Somehow, my screen over here that's supposed to have the big board on it, somehow tonight it has the Yankee game on it. I think it's because my video guy likes the Yankees or something. I don't know. It's not because I like the Yankees. I know that much. Anyway, see? I knew it. There it is. Anyway, welcome into Saturday. We've got a big show for you tonight. In fact, this may be the biggest show we have because we're rolling out. We're starting a brand new set of coverage. It's hard to believe. I know it's only 2019, and I know it's barely we're not even to the halfway point. But starting tonight, we are rolling out Decision 2020, and you're going to have exclusive coverage of the presidential race going all the way through. Man, that looks sharp on the TV screen. I hope people get to see that. We're going to have great coverage all the way through into the presidential election for next year. And the reason that that's important is because we've got a lot of issues that we need to settle, and one of those is what we're going to talk about tonight. Let's go to the big board, Nick. Up on your screen, if you're watching on Biz TV or you're going to stream it with us online somewhere, to the far left of that screen, Nicole Malliotakis, the assemblywoman from Staten Island who ran for mayor of New York City last year, or the last go-around, came up just a little bit short, but she's running for Congress on Staten Island now, and to represent that district that was taken by a Democrat, by a guy by the name of Max Rose. Look, President Trump needs every person he can get to help him. She's going to be with us, because you're not going to believe this. Do we have the headline from this? Maybe I didn't send it. I don't know. There's a headline that came up in some places today. The Democrats in New York State actually tried this, to get legislation passed that would allow people to vote, the registration to vote, simply for getting driver's license. Now, in most places across America tonight, you say, well, that's not a big deal, Kev. If they've got driver's licenses, surely they're going to be allowed to vote, because that's what people with driver's license, citizens get driver's licenses and then they vote. The problem is, 2 days before, 3 days before, whatever, we'll get the actual story from Nicole Malliotakis, the New York State Assembly had decided to give driver's licenses to illegals. So now, if you follow the falling dominoes, you get driver's licenses from the state, and automatically it's registered. You're registered to vote. Guess what that adds up to? People that are not citizens getting to vote. That's what that adds up to. Nicole Malliotakis is going to join us. We're going to talk about that. Then in the second hour, back to the big board here, Georgie Borman's going to be with us. Now, Georgie, you know she's one of our favorites. She's from thefederalist.com. She's got a new kickin' podcast that is so dope, I don't even know how to describe it, because it examines this whole idea of how people change their mind about really big issues in life, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But she and I got into a text, I don't know, tete-a-tete earlier this week, because she was really ticked at the Phoenix Police Department over their handling of a shoot, or not a shooting, there was no shooting, that was part of my point, but the... The police activity that surrounded that. You remember that couple that the police stopped them because the daughter had shoplifted a Barbie or something like that? So are police departments going too far? This is one of the things that we're going to ask about. And I've actually got a way to connect both of these topics together because I actually do think they go together. I actually believe that we are making it cognitively incongruent for cops to do their job well at times because of the confusing nature with which we are putting in front of them. So we'll get to all that. Now, earlier this week, history was made. I was there. It was Orlando, Florida. And when we were down there, somebody named Donald Trump came down and announced, guess what? I know this is shocking. He's going to run for president again. Now, the thing that was really cool about this was the campaign only invited a handful of radio hosts to come. I was one of them and very honored. But if you're watching on Biz TV right now, I want you to look at the screen because that was what the place looked like when the rally was actually going on. And there is not a seat to be found in the entire place. The Orlando Sentinel, which endorsed anybody but Trump on the day that he came to town, said, and that's literally their headline, who do we endorse for president in 2020? Anybody but Donald Trump. But when he was making this announcement, they were reporting for their next day's paper that there were seats empty and the place was like not having a good time and everything else. Friends, I had been there during the day. Do we have the picture of me sweating on the phone? I'm doing an actual news hit here. You see the beads of sweat on the top of my head. Maybe not, but you see me sweating my shirt through there. The reason that that is interesting is because I am walking around the circumference of the Amway Center. And why am I walking around the circumference of the Amway Center and actually a block further south from it? Was because they had 50,000 people parked on the lawn trying to buy their time to get in. And that night when they had 20,000 people in the center, they had people still sitting outside the center watching on the big screens. And the Orlando Sentinel, and we're on WORL right there in Orlando, so, you know, you Orlandoites disagree with me. You call in, you take me to task on this. But it was a shameful display for the Orlando Sentinel to so publicly lie like that. But this was an amazing, amazing thing. I did some broadcasts with some fellow broadcasters. Sebastian Gorka was there. Mike Gallagher was there. We had a great time. We were just some of the Salem crew. But as you went through the afternoon into the evening, the excitement continued to swell. There was a huge thunderstorm that rolled through. And the next thing you know, the sun's back out. It's hot again. People are sweating. But, man, did they come and show up and go to the rally and scream their heads off. And the president, I thought, had a fairly convincing message. His message was, here's the promises I made to you 2 years ago. Here's the ones we've kept. Here's the ones we still need to get a little work done on. Now, simultaneously to this, you've got Iran over the last couple of days making a lot of noise. You've got crazy elections going on in Great Britain right now. They don't know, you know, what they want to do over there, but they're going in a different direction than where they were. And the world is facing some significant challenges. And here you had 70,000 people that day show up. They only had 20,000 seats, but people wanted to be a part of history. The president announced he's running. And now, fully enjoined, June of 2019, write it down, we are doing Decision 2020 coverage for the rest of this year and for most of next year. So you can come to us on Radio Night Live on Saturdays. We'll have updates. We're going to do our best to get interviews with the top people on both sides of the issue. But, you know, if the Democrats don't want to come talk to us, we can't make them. We can't twist their arm. We can't force them to. But anyway, we'll take your calls on things as that we go through as well. By the way, my phone line is open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Nicole Maliotakis will start with us in the next segment when we get started. We'll be going to her. She even has a little throwdown. She wants to challenge AOC to a little teaser. Not just a little, I'll tease you. She's going to challenge her to something. It's kind of cool. She just released it on Twitter just before the show started. But before we get to that break, let me quickly add that my friends at MyPillow have done something revolutionary. You've heard me talking about the mattress topper. You've heard me talking about how much I love my Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me talk about all these other things. Mike Lindell has authorized me to now offer you the lowest price that my pillows have ever been offered on radio or television. And oddly enough, we're on both right now. Here's the thing. He is lowering the price of two premium pillows. These aren't the starter level pillows. These are the premiums, the two premiums, for just $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price they've ever been offered, but you have to use my promo code, and if you call tonight, you can lock in that price right now. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641. It's get your two premiums for only $69.98. $34.99 a pillow. It's the best you've ever gotten a MyPillow for. If you've never tried a MyPillow, this is the perfect opportunity to get one and to try it. You'll get two. Give one to a friend. But friends, it changed the way I sleep. I do not have sleep problems anymore. In fact, my problem is I don't want to get out of bed. I'm so comfortable. It's like a cocoon. It perfectly shapes my body to get perfect rest. And anyway, 800-506-2641. Get the best price ever, 800-506-2641. Coming back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Part of our Decision 2020 coverage that we're kicking off tonight is this segment that we're going to do right here with a woman who's not running for president, though she may someday. She's made a great assemblywoman from the place of Staten Island in South Brooklyn, and if you're familiar with the New York area, there's not a lot of conservative Republicans in office across the state. It's become a bluer state since Bill de Blasio got elected mayor and Andrew Cuomo got reelected governor again and again, and since Trump has become president. But she ran against Mayor de Blasio in the last mayoral race. She actually brought that campaign to this show, and we talked a little bit about it. But now she's got her sights set on reclaiming the congressional seat for her district that was lost for a first term by Dan Donovan, and Max Rose now holds that seat as the Democrat. And I'm hopeful that she will be able to send the freshman packing next year. Nicole Malliotakis, welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's so good to have you. We need to get her back on the phone, so let's call her back. Something happened there. Call her back. We got to call her back. That's we need to unlock her from the phone screening system, and then we need to call her back. And then when we call her back, we'll be good. So we're going to get her back on the line, and then we'll talk to her. I'm telling you, we're running a show without an audio person. I don't know how you do that in radio and TV, but we're trying. We've got two video guys. It takes two video guys to run half the audio system. Anyway, having said that, Nicole Malliotakis is a she's kind of an institution in the New York political landscape, because she's become rather well known in recent days for fighting these fights in the assembly, sometimes in very late hours of the night. Governor Cuomo and the Democrats that run the state of New York seem to like to go into the late night hours and pull these legislative stunts where they pull out this really controversial legislation. In fact, she texted me the other night, and it was like 3 in the morning, and she said, "We're still on the floor." They were having to vote on a package of legislation. And I think we've got her now. Nicole, are you there?
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's so good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you for giving attention to this very, very important issue, because it is the foundation of our country, our elections.
No doubt about that. Before we get into the specific legislation that you uncovered tonight, just talk to me a little bit about the nation to get a grasp of how important a seat like the one you're running for could be to the overall picture of Congress and for New York State. But I don't think a lot of people understand that the city that was once mayored by Mayor Giuliani just a few terms ago has become, and the state has become, a really, really hopelessly blue black hole, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, look, unfortunately, a lot of the reforms that had been put in place by Rudy Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg have now been repealed by Mayor de Blasio. We're seeing definitely the quality of life deteriorate, and the taxes have gone up astronomical. Property taxes have gone up just 50%, the property tax levy, since Mayor de Blasio took office. We're certainly not getting results for that money. But this particular congressional seat was actually one of the only, it actually is the only Republican seat since 1981, with only two exceptions, one term about a decade ago, and now because we lost the seat in November. But I believe we have a real opportunity to take it back as one of the top targeted seats, not only here in New York, but in the nation. And I'm really excited about the opportunity to be the one who wins it.
Yeah. Well, and you've got a lot of help because Leader McCarthy and several congressional people have already reached out. Some of them have come in district and done dates for you. And so, friends, if you're listening and you think, hey, I would really like to have, you know, one more Republican from a blue state help us get that majority in the House, even if you live in Wyoming tonight, give a gift to Nicole's campaign, because that actually helps in a way that, you know, your local election's probably more or less decided, as many of them are here in New York. But if you can help someone win in a place that actually flips a seat, you're going to make a bigger difference. And so if you'd like to help Nicole, it's NicoleForNewYork.com, NicoleForNY.com. Go ahead, Nicole.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, and if you live in Wyoming, you'd be happy to know that Congresswoman Liz Cheney has supporting me. She came out to the district.
She did an event for you.
She did an event with me, as did Congressman Dan Crenshaw. So I'm really excited about the support we're getting from sitting members, particularly these new members who are really rising stars within the party. It's really exciting, and I think we'll have a great opportunity. When I did run for mayor, as you mentioned earlier, in this district, we won with 67% of the vote. So we're battle-tested in the district. I think we have a great opportunity to win the seat back. And, you know, more importantly, I come from a city where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also comes from. So it's important to give a balance to this delegation
sure.
from New York City. We need a counterview. Right now it's one-party rule that we're sending to Washington on behalf of the city of New York. New York City deserves to have one conservative, one common-sense voice. But it's not just, you know, it's important for New York City. But, again, this is one of the 18 seats we can flip and take back the House with. So I do thank you for plugging my website, NicoleForNY.com.
Yeah, I want people to get on board and help your campaign. Now, Nicole, as you and I often do, you let me know when you find out things that are not going right in the State Assembly. And I think that the reason this story grabbed me for my national show tonight is because it's but a symbol of what could be taking place by Democrats across the country if they were given the chance. But line up the dominoes for how the Democrats basically rigged the system to get illegal aliens voting as quickly as possible once they changed the driver's license law.
Yeah, look, this year in particular has been an awful year because, as you know, the state Senate flips. There's no longer a balance of power, which is so essential to the foundation of our society. And what's happened now in New York is a bunch of bills that I've been really been advocating and debating against for the last 8 years have become law. And one of those bills is a bill that grants driver's licenses to those who are in our country illegally. But what made it worse and was that just 3 days later, they brought up a bill that would automatically register everyone who applies for a driver's license automatically. And now this is the problem, though. The bill actually says that if you're ineligible to vote, the burden is on you to opt out of the program. I mean, it's insane. So what we're saying is that everyone, regardless of whether they come in now with a foreign passport, if they give you the information, you process that, it's going to go to Board of Elections, unless they opt out. And then on top of it, there was a line in the bill that also says that there's no penalty if someone, quote-unquote, accidentally registers to vote or, quote-unquote, accidentally votes, right, or unknowingly votes. So that really, it's like they anticipated that this was going to cause a situation where those who are ineligible to vote, those who are here illegally,
right,
non-citizens, would vote. So they actually put a protection for them in case that they did vote. I mean, so we really railed against this bill. It had passed the state Senate, but we were successful in getting the bill pulled from the assembly agenda because we made so much noise. We went to the post.
Nicole, hold that thought, because I'm going to take a break. We'll come back and finish this out. But I just want my listeners to hear one more time what we're talking about. The Democrats staged a way to get not only illegal aliens driving on the streets, but legally voting, and the only guard against it was the illegal aliens saying they were going to opt out with no penalty of accidental voter fraud if they ended up voting. Does that make you mad? 888-340-3333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi phoned President Trump late on Friday and asked him to call off planned raids to deport undocumented immigrants. He has decided to take her advice and postpone the deportation for 2 weeks while lawmakers try to work out some kind of a deal. On Twitter, he said, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process, deportation, for 2 weeks." This was in contrast to a statement he gave to reporters earlier in the day.
They came into our country illegally, and we're taking them out legally. We're bringing them back to their country.
The anticipated raids had targeted more than 2,000 people across 10 major U.S. cities, drawing mixed reactions from leaders across the country. The president said he will deport them if there is no congressional deal. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you're watching on Biz TV, there's a shot of Times Square, kind of a busy night tonight, as we continue our first evening of election decision 2020 coverage, and we're doing it in a congressional race, focusing in on New York, and Nicole Malliotakis is the one who's standing forward for that race. Max Rose is the one who defeated Dan Donovan, who held the congressional seat there on Staten Island, and Nicole Malliotakis, a longtime kind of fixture in the Staten Island community. opportunity. So it should be a very good race, and I'm hoping that she does, in fact, take that back. But she rejoins us. Nicole, you were telling the story of this legislation, and I want people to really understand that this, you know, it's tempting for the politicians to kind of play dumb on this. I don't think there was any playing dumb. I think it was set up exactly the way you described it on purpose to make it quite hard for those who may not be super English literate on the ballot procedures to end up being registered. And this has been my issue with, you know, mass amnesty and everything else for a long time. The amount of voter fraud that's going to take place is going to be in record numbers. And the easier we make it, like giving driver's license to illegals and giving them state IDs and all the rest of that, it just makes it, it just draws the temptation to cross that sacred line of citizenship voting thinner and thinner. And I'm curious as to whether or not you felt like this was a direct attack against our country.
Well, look, I certainly believe that there was an intent to to have those who are in our country unlawfully participating in elections. At the very least, they anticipated that there would be individuals who would be registering who are not eligible to vote.
Right.
And that is why they put in that extra protection to say anyone who does vote or does register will not have any type of penalty. And that, to me, is very bothersome. But the bill was actually, you know, what's interesting is they pulled the bill, and then right after that, the governor came out and said, well, I would have vetoed this bill because it would have allowed illegal immigrants to vote. And I thought that was very interesting because had my colleague Colin and I not exposed what was in that bill, it would be law right now because that's just the way Albany works. It seems maybe people don't actually read the legislation, and that's really problematic to me. But what was so disingenuous was during the first debate on Monday on the driver's licenses, we specifically brought up this issue. I and so many of my other colleagues brought up this issue about automatic voting because the House of Representatives had passed an automatic voting bill. And New York, there had been some talk about it. We didn't anticipate it was going to be coming up this session.
Right.
But sure enough, they told us, well, we don't have any safeguards in place to prevent them from registering, and that would be left up to the Board of Elections, and they would have to figure out how to do it. Sure enough, 3 days later, here comes the automatic registration bill. So it was really disingenuous, the way the whole thing went down. But the good thing is, this was one victory that we had this year. We saved the state, the preservation of our elections in the state of New York. But, you know, unfortunately this year we had to fight for things that are common sense.
I mean,
you had me on, I think, when we were talking about illegal immigrants getting free college tuition, and yet that protection wasn't given to the children of men and women who serve in our military and are deceased or disabled in the line of duty.
Right.
That, to me, was very disgraceful. We had exposed it once again, and the following week the governor expanded that protection for them. But to think that they would vote for that in the budget, and then a week later, the Committee on Higher Education, the majority members, the Democrats, go into that meeting and then vote to kill a bill that would give that coverage to our children of military veterans, was really, really horrible. And it just shows you how misplaced the priorities are in the state of New York. And unfortunately, at a time when the President and Congress, at least the common sense members of Congress, are trying to come
right
to consensus to secure our borders, to fix our broken immigration system, here in New York, they continue to incentivize illegal immigration.
Well, and that's what I want, and what I really want people listening across the nation tonight to understand about you is that you are the watchdog that exposes this hidden stuff. You've made a career of it at the state level, and that's why I want you in Congress. I want you giving D.C. just as many headaches as you've given Albany, because I think that we're better served when our representatives are that thorough. And I don't buy for a moment that Andrew Cuomo would have vetoed this bill if you and Colin had not discovered it and exposed it. I think that the only reason this thing got shut down was because of your actions. And so if we don't have you fighting, then we the people lose. And that's what, friends, I think is just one reason why you should Go to NicoleForNY.com and be as generous as you can. Help her campaign, NicoleForNY.com, because she's going to fight just like that to protect you when she's in the People's Congress as well. Nicole, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for staying up with us on this Saturday night.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's always great to be with you, and I appreciate you bringing attention to this.
Absolutely. Well, keep fighting the good fight, lady. All right, NicoleForNY.com. Go give a gift. This lady needs to be in Congress. We need to help her get there. NicoleForNY.com. Kevin McCullough coming.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
2641. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thankful that Nicole Malliotakis is fighting that tough fight where she's at, and I'm hopeful, friend, that you will help her. keep fighting that fight. All right, so here's the thing. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, because I'm curious if you believe that this was an accident. Put up that New York Post headline again, Nick, because this is how the local newspaper kind of classified it. Single typo in state bill would have automatically registered non-citizens to vote, playing it off as though, somebody in the Democratic caucus, they just did a typo in the bill. Now, never mind the fact that we've got portions of it highlighted that show that they have to opt out, that the name of the bill, it has something to do with automatic enrollment. There's all these things that are in the actual language of the bill that seem to indicate that this was a very specific strategy that they were doing. But how does it make you feel? And I need to ask you this very honest question. How does it make you feel that the Democratic Party, at least in one state, tried to line it up so that not only they would get illegals with driver's licenses, but then they would get them automatically registered to vote, and, oh, by the way, if they were caught, oh, there was no penalty. Oh, shucks, man, it was just a mistake. It was a typo. Who was to know? How could we have known? 888-340-3373. I want to know, do you buy it at all? Do you think that there's even the slightest, the smallest, remotest possibility that that was a mistake? I mean, it just seems like, and thank God Nicole Malliotakis was there. This thing would be law. And in New York State, you would have an overwhelming number of new voters coming in constantly. Because as illegals get driver's licenses, oh, parenthetical thought here, we don't seem to care about them having documentation when they come into the country. Why do we care if they have any documentation when they're on our roads? We let them in. We have no clue who they are. There's no verification. We can't even vet them. And we're supposed to just have wide open arms saying, come on in. We're just a land of big shoulders. Just come on. You be who you need to be. That's not really your kid. Mr. Coyote, you're just walking across the border with some other kid that you probably abused and, messed with as you were on the way up. Probably got him hooked on drugs, sexually abused him, any number of other forms of abuse that are going on in these caravans. People that are not related to the kids that they're carrying in. You just come on in. And by the way, welcome to New York here. Get yourself a driver's license. Well, why do they need a license? They didn't need anything to get into the country. Why should they have to have a driver's license to drive on the roads? This is one of those things that I believe with all my heart that Democrats are fully focused on strategizing and attempting to create mass confusion in the voter electorate, in the rules of voting, in the access to voting. And they lined it up in this case where it looked like, if they accidentally voted, then we just tell them it's no big deal. No harm, no foul. Free get out of jail card. So come to America, rape a kid on your way, we'll let you in, we'll give you a driver's license. That'll automatically get you set up to vote. And then as soon as you start voting, if somebody challenges the ballots, if that happens, then we'll say no harm, no foul, and there's no penalty to you. Just come on in and be our useful fools. You think that was an accident? Does anybody think that was an accident? And does anybody think for half a second that Andrew Cuomo was actually going to veto this? 888-340-3373 is the number, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Mark, calling from Massachusetts, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Mark, line one.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. What's your take on this?
Well, I'd like to make a comment on this. You made an interesting point about the illegal aliens. They're here illegally, so why not just drive illegally? I think that's a very good point. I mean, why give them the license?
We didn't care about having documents when they got here. Why did they need documents on the roads?
Right. Exactly. I mean, that's a very, very good point. But my reason for calling is you at the beginning of the show, you were going to comment on the video from Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah, that I was so
actually we're going to do that. We're going to actually do that topic in the next hour, Mark. So if you want to hang out and keep listening, we'll do that discussion because I really want to get people's perspectives on what we're doing here.
Okay. All right. Well, I do agree with 100% with your Nicole and you on this issue. You know, this business about giving illegal aliens licenses, it's ludicrous.
Mark, scale of 1 to 10. Scale of 1 to 10.
Get licenses.
Scale of 1 to 10. What do you think the chances are? Scale of 1 to 10. What do you think the chances are that it was an actual mistake in the legislation?
Oh, absolutely, it was not a mistake. It's like everything else the Democrats do. They do it in the middle of the night. They do it, you know, they cram it down everybody's throat. And I can't believe that people don't get more upset about this.
Oh, I think there's a great number of people that are getting upset, Mark. Thanks for the call, by the way. Thanks so much. I think there are a couple of people getting upset, and I think it's going to matter because I think Trump is going to clean house. Let's go to line two. Beth's also calling from the Boston area, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Beth.
Hey there, thank you for highlighting Florida. I guess those were real people in the audience, right?
They absolutely were.
Real people, real audience, and then you had the fake news over there saying that there wasn't those people there.
Yeah, well, just like the Democrats in the assembly here in New York saying, we don't really need to, you know, they just sign them up for voting. They didn't opt out. Oh, well. Beth, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was just really upset because I find it as a homeland threat as the fact that you're trying to slip in people who are illegally here for a reason and bringing the culture and all that negativity that comes with it. How can that slip underneath the president's nose knowing that that is a way of them, knowing that the swamp needs to be cleaned and all we need to do is bring some alligator and crocodile eggs to the border and you know what happens. Natural selection. Thank you very much.
All right, Beth. I completely have no clue what the alligator eggs and the natural selection comment was. But maybe I'm just not on my game tonight. But the rest of it I got. All right, taking more of your calls, 888-340-3373. Is it an accident that Democrats accidentally made a way for illegal aliens to vote in New York? 888-340-3373.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Live shot of Times Square. It was a beautiful day in New York today. I mean, gorgeous. Unbelievable. Perfect. There were graduation parties and such that the McCullough family all had to go to, and it couldn't have been better. One of them was outdoors and just perfect weather and just phenomenal. Anyway, and congrats, Joe, for finishing school and doing all that good stuff. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. In hour two tonight, Georgie Borman's going to be with us. She's a senior writer for The Federalist, and she was really wound up about the police action in Phoenix and the video that was released. And we got into a very interesting text back and forth about it. We actually helped her produce her 180 cast, which is her new hit podcast that you should be listening to if you're not. Of all the podcasts that are out there, I find it to be one of the most enlightening because she actually interviews people that have changed their position on something 180 degrees. And she does it from both sides. So one week she'll have someone going one direction on the issue, and the next week she'll have someone going the opposite direction. And it really does make fun listening. But we'll talk with her at the top of the hour for hour number two. I also want to say, for those of you that were helping us last week with our special project with CSI, Christian Solidarity International. We have I think it's two more weeks to go in our window of time to get the 82 slaves freed and rescued so that they can return to their home in South Sudan. And I made my gift last week, and I got my little letter from CSI. They always send you a thank you letter, and they always tell a story in there about someone that they have been helping. And there was this little boy that they highlighted in my letter, and it really moved me. So I'm thinking about rescuing another one, because I just feel like that's what we should do. But I got the nicest letter from Patty in the office. She said, "God bless you, Kevin, for all you say and do. Couldn't do this without you and your listeners. Warm regards, Patty, from the CSI office." And friends, I just want you to know there's only 12 slaves yet to rescue. We've only got 12 more that were on the list that we have in negotiation that we know we can get liberated this summer. There are 12. Now, if you have not yet called, tonight would be a perfect night to call. 800-342-1010, I believe, is the number. 800-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. $250 will help rescue one South Sudanese slave from the jihadist north. And we know that we have 12 that are yet remaining. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And you can also give online at csi-usa.org. But if we can get those remaining 12, then everybody that was on that original list of 82 names will be rescued and sent, and they're allowed to go home this summer. So I'm pretty pumped about that. Thank you for rescuing the 70 that we have so far. That is huge. We cannot do the rest of it without you. So if you've not yet liberated one, and if 250 is like too much in one shot, do $25 a month for 10 months or $50 a month for 5 months. Either way, you rescue a slave. All right.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get an